we're joining Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky in the deer stand today. Should I whisper, Mike?
No, you're fine. I got you on a headphone, but I got my mouthpiece covered up so I can talk to you. And it's a rare person that I would interrupt my hunting morning to talk to, but you're a very special and rare person, pal. And it's a gorgeous morning out here. I got deer and squirrels and a whole gaggle of turkeys right in front of me now watching them. And it's just a gorgeous morning to be out in the outdoors.
Yeah, good thing you got out today, because the rest of the weekend doesn't look very, very pretty anyway.
Yeah, I know. And then I'm counting on you to kind of correct that a little bit. Yeah. I'd like to have a nicer weekend than that, so I'm going to give that your responsibility.
I'm trying my darndest. So for you to call us in a deer blind, you must have something you want to get off your chest.
No, I just made a commitment to you last week that I was going to call you this week, and that's what I'm fulfilling. So, no, we had an interesting week, and we've got, you know, we're all paying attention closely to these mandates from the federal government, and something that everybody, no matter where you are on any political spectrum, needs to pay close attention to, because if the federal government can do these kinds of mandates and putting people's lives and livelihoods and jobs at risk, I just don't like where that can go. So it's a major, major serious concern, and I see that there's a number of attorneys general that have filed suit against the federal government. We have called upon our attorney general and governor to defend Michigan in a resolution at the last week in session, but it's something that everybody should be paying attention to.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes mandates.
No, and we learned, you know, in 2020, after we went through the initial shock in the spring, that in particular, in the business community, business owners and managers learned how to handle and keep their customers and their employees and their suppliers safe. And we don't need federal governments, you know, continuing to dig into the private businesses, and frankly, the public even businesses, I think have been some overreach. So it's a battle we've got to fight, and I'm hoping that the courts, you know, eventually will see the sensibilities of this and rule much like they did with Governor Whitmer when they ruled that she was doing things that are unconstitutional. And I think these things are unconstitutional.
That said, if everybody got a shot, we wouldn't need a mandate, would we?
Everybody has had a chance to get a shot. To continues to. We've got close to 70% in Michigan. If you add to that the number of people who have recovered from COVID, you know, we're well into the areas where they said we would be, you know, start reaching herd immunity. But this COVID is I got news. This is newsflash for you, pal.
Yeah.
Just about everybody is going to get COVID sooner or later. And nobody should think that they're going to be able to avoid it. It's just going to happen. And we need to get rest, get exercise, make sure we're eating healthy, get a shot. Get the shots if you so inclined, take your supplements, stay high in vitamin D, and get sunshine if you don't like to take that vitamin. But in Michigan, you know, in the wintertime, better have a supplement. And let's just all get through this together.
So what are we doing with all that money? I thought I saw $7 billion to the highways.
So we're receiving estimates from Washington, D.C., that our portion will be somewhere between $7 and $10 billion dollars.
Uh-huh.
Neither of those have been confirmed, nor have the restrictions that will likely come with them been identified. So we've got, it's just a waiting game now. There's got to go through the process, and I'm expecting next week for there to be a more light shined on the availability and the amount for Michigan. And of course, we've got plenty of needs, particularly in our infrastructure, and we will properly deploy it.
Yeah, with the I guess the lead lines is that the biggest issue, or is it roads?
Well, lead lines, I think, is the most pressing issue, particularly in a couple of cities. And there's finally some progress being made to start digging up and replacing lines in Benton Harbor. That's a good sign. But we've got both water and non-water infrastructure concerns in Michigan, and thankfully we'll have a fair amount of resources to be able to apply to them, and you'll see a lot of activity on that in the month of December in the legislature.
Line 5, Mike, what's going on?
Well, I just wish I just wish we quit fighting over this. It is the most sensible solution. The environmentalists are disproportionately affecting the decision makers. I simply do not know why Governor Whitmer doesn't put a pin in this balloon and say, we're going to put that thing in. It's the safest solution. She's relatively quiet, but it's causing all kinds of concern and uncertainty. And uncertainty doesn't go well in our kind of environment, our kind of country, and our kind of economy. That needs to be put to bed. We need to turn loose the contractors to start that process, and that will provide a lot of security and certainty going forward. And that's what we're waiting for now, is for all of these lawsuits to be fulfilled. And we got a partner in Canada that shares not just a border but an economy with us, and friends and families.
Right.
They recognize how important that line is, and so we just need to move forward on it and get rid of all of the petty arguing over it, because it's important, it's necessary, it's critical infrastructure, and the solution is bipartisanly supported and technology-wise is the best possible solution.
Yeah, just the silence, does that mean she probably wants to do it but doesn't know how to finagle it right now?
I think you need to ask the governor that question, but I don't think you're too far off in your assessment.
Okay. So what's coming up this week? Anything big, Mike?
Well, we're on the Thanksgiving break now. Some people call it hunting break.
Oh.
You know what I would call it. And so we're off until we go back the week after Thanksgiving. So
yeah, but you're always on the clock, right?
If you saw my calendar, you'd see that my whole week next week is full of meetings. You can guarantee that.
You ever get tired of that?
Yes. What I get tired of is losing the freedom on schedule, because there's so many people and so many organizations and so many needs to be addressed. But it feels like sometimes you just don't have any control of your schedule. And that's every now and then I get that, and then I remember the privilege it is to serve in this capacity, and then that gets me through it.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, have you seen deer or what?
I've seen deer this morning. I saw deer while we were talking.
Oh, wow.
I've got my eye on a couple of specific targets and haven't seen them yet.
I thought you would have your limit by now.
No, did I.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
You're welcome, buddy. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Beautiful morning to do a little hunting.